The election of Republican presidential candidate Herbert Hoover in 1928 made Americans more hopeful than ever about their future. Herbert Hoover seemed to have just the right experience to lead the nation to new economic progress. He had training in engineering, business, and national leadership. The clearest evidence of the public's faith in the economy is the stock market. And the New York Stock Exchange reacted to the new president with a wild increase in prices. Stocks valued at $100 climbed to $200, then $300, $400. Men and women made huge amounts of money overnight. A number of economic experts worried about the sharp increase in stock prices that followed Hoover's election. The president himself urged stock market officials to make trading more honest and safe. And he approved a move by the Federal Reserve Board to increase the interest charged to banks. However, both efforts failed to stop the growing number of Americans who were spending their money wildly on stocks. Some experts pointed to danger signs in the economy during the summer of 1929. Industrial production, employment, and prices were down. In September 1929, stock prices stopped rising. During the next month and a half, stock prices fell, but only slowly. Then suddenly, on Thursday, October 24th, the market crashed. Prices dropped wildly. Everyone tried to sell their stocks. But no one was buying. Fear washed across the stock market. People were losing money even faster than they had made it. People remember the day as Black Thursday, the day the dreams ended.
Multi-choice questions. Question 1. What is the stock market's reaction to the election of Hoover as U.S. President? Question 2. What is the intention of the move proposed by the Federal Reserve Board? Question 3. Which of the following signified the danger of the U.S. economy in 1929? Question 4. When did the U.S. stock market crash in 1929? Question 5. What can be inferred from the passage?